Look at verse 26. Would you do this, please? Do not fear them.
Amen.
Verse 26, Matthew 10. Look at this interesting thing you can hope in with me. For there's nothing covered that will not be revealed and hidden that will not be known.
Yeah.
Oh, their dirty little schemes against you, darling, are going to pop out before the fat lady sings, and everybody's going to know who's on God's side and who isn't. Amen. He says, you get bold. Look at verse 27. Well, I tell you, in the dark, preach in the light. Then he says in verse 28, don't be afraid of those who can kill your body, just those who can ruin your soul. And in verse 29, he says, God will take care of you. He looks after the birds and the hair on your head, verse 30. And again he says, don't fear, you're much more valuable than a bird. You know, I don't know how many butterflies we had hatched this morning in our little collection there. There were either four or five, and one of them fell on his back out of the cocoon. And I went up to it and just put my, I knew what I had to do. I just put my finger above his little feet and he attached to my finger and I picked him up slowly. It was so soft. I turned him over and I took him over to a plant and I just put him in the plant. I do that for a butterfly. It's got a few weeks, maybe months of life. What do you think God's been doing for you?
Hallelujah.
What do you think God's been doing for you? He just saw you fall out of that cocoon and he said, man, I better just gently. But this guy's legs are so thin to my fat finger. I mean, that butterfly's legs are as thin as a hair on my head and I'm trying to move this thing without breaking him. I'm careful. God is careful with you. God is careful with you. God is careful with you. Remember that story I've told you? I told you this a little while ago about the fellow who died and went to heaven and was looking at the course of his life with Jesus standing there saying, and like a movie, and there was him and Jesus going everywhere, and all he could see were the two footprints in the sand of where they both walked together, four steps, two by two, side by side, him and Jesus. And he saw troubles coming, joys coming, he and Jesus going through all of it. Then there came a day in this watching the story in this fellow's life where he noticed more calamity than he's ever seen in his entire life. And now there were only two footprints and they were just two only. He said, Jesus, all this trouble in my life then. And I just see two footprints. Where were you? He said, son, no, 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 no. Those weren't your footprints. Those were mine. I was carrying you. And sometimes we can only see two footprints, buddy. And not the four you want to see. Well, when you see that happen, count on it. You're not looking at your footprints. You're looking at Jesus carrying you. And Jesus has carried you many, many times through many, many things. And you don't want to forget it. And he was saying all of this to folks he was sending as sheep among wolves. He said, be bold. Look at verse 32. Therefore, whosoever will confess me before men, I'll confess him before my Father. He said, don't you worry about it. Don't be afraid of confessing the truth. And I'll come before the Father on your behalf. Don't worry. And if you deny me, I'll deny my God. It's maybe time for some of you to cross some lines. And you know, I've been denying what God's doing in my life. I've been denying the truth of what God's doing in my life. I've been compromising it. And I've had one foot in this fence and one foot on that side of the fence. And it's time for you to say, that's enough of that. I'm not doing that stuff anymore. I'm for God. And God, therefore, is for me. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I'm not going to compromise it. I'm going to let the facts be known.
Amen.
Right.
I'm counting on God to come through for me. I'm not counting on the circumstances to come through for me. I don't care what I think. I don't care what I see. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what I'm going through. I believe God on purpose every time, all the time.
Amen.
And after all that, he says in verse 34, don't make the mistake of thinking I came to bring peace. I came to bring a sword. And that was the sword of the Word of God.
Yeah.
So I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring the Word of God. I didn't come to bring peace. I came to bring the Word of God. So what's your goal? You know, it's a kingdom of peace. Do you know why ours is a kingdom of peace? Because once you believe the Word of God, you have peace. The goal isn't peace. The goal is the sword. Then when you've used the sword of the Word, then you have peace. It's a beautiful thing. So then he starts again, going for the gold. Mother-in-law against father-in-law, and daughter and father-in-law, the whole lot against everybody. And he says in verse 36, the man's foes will be those of his own household. Then he says, draw some lines in verse 37. He who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he who loves his daughter more than me is not worthy of me. You're not worthy of God. Verse 38, here's what we all need to do, folks, as we face these violent, forceful, suffering-induced people, inducing people, he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. You have to bear a cross to go through a fight like that. Not a throne. If you won't take up the cross of doing what God has taught you is right from the beginning and standing up for it and insisting on it, he says, I'm telling you, you are not worthy of me. And then he comes to the reason why so many folks turn aside and don't make the trip. They quit on the way. Verse 39, he who finds his life will lose it. He who loses his life for my sake will find it. People try to save their lives in the flesh. And that's not going to give you life at all. And then he gives them a little reminder and a parting shot in verse 40. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives whom who sent me. If they receive you, they're receiving me, and just be peaceful about that. In other words, when they give you a hard time, don't feel bad about it. They've already given me a hard time. Then he says in verse 41 something interesting. If you receive a prophet, in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. In other words, you can put it in the same context. If you'll receive a prophet by the word he gives you, in other words, if you'll believe what the prophet says, you'll get the reward of what the prophet says. In a righteous man's name, you'll get the righteous man's reward. In other words, you'll get the reward of what he tells you. And whoever gives only one little, and whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of cold water in the name of a disciple, assuredly, I say to you, he shall not by no means lose his reward. In other words, even if all God wants you to do is say something small, if you say it in Jesus' name, Amen. If they listen, they're going to get rewarded, and you're going to get rewarded for saying it.